Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin. I'd like to now have the headlines. Government issues over 2,800 mining licenses to digital cadastral system. Turkey is fighting its overall new chairperson resigns over leadership concerns and in international news. Trump tells military to prepare for action against Islamist militants in Nigeria.
The hottest in news with Mwansa Mwanasaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government services have issued a total of 3,869 mining licenses from January 2024 to date, marking a major milestone achieved through the successful rollout of its fully digital mining cadastral system. Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Samanda Chamber says the online platform has transformed the license management process, allowing investors to apply for and manage mining and exploration licenses entirely online. Mr. Chamber explains that the 3,869 licenses issued include large-scale mining licenses, small-scale mining licenses, regional mining rights, large-scale exploration licenses, small-scale exploration licenses, and mineral processing licenses. He added that the shift of the digital first approach has significantly reduced processing times. Applications that previously took up to 90 days are now completed within 30 days, provided all required documentation is submitted. Mr. Chamber also revealed that as part of the ministry's compliance efforts, over 2,609 compliance licenses have been cancelled since December 2022, reinforcing accountability and transparency across the mining sector.
The streamlined system has led to a significant increase in participation from Zambians and businesses in foreign local markets. At the same time, this new technology allows us to ensure accountability and uphold regulatory standards. It has enabled us to cancel over 2,600 non-compliant licenses, ensuring that all license holders meet their obligations. Our digital list is building a stronger, more transparent, and more prosperous mining industry for all Zambians.
Socialist Party Copperbelt Provincial Youth Chairperson Warren Malenga has resigned from his position with immediate effect. Mr. Malenga said the decision did not come lightly, adding that it follows a period of deep reflection on the increasingly undemocratic conduct of the party leadership. He said the Socialist Party was founded on the principle of collective leadership, justice, equality, and the defense of truth, yet today, those principles are being undermined by a leadership that has become intolerant of internal criticism and allergic to accountability. In a letter addressed to the party secretary general, Mr. Malenga cited that he called a clear example of grave injustice the unceremonious removal of Kelvin Kawanga based on fake Facebook stories carried out without proper investigation or respect to the natural principles of justice and fairness. The Growth Initiative says Zambia is unlikely to achieve its projected 6.4% real GDP growth for 2025 unless the country urgently addresses its ongoing energy crisis. Growth Initiative Chairperson Maxson Lungu says electricity in particular remains a key driver of Zambia's economy, and without resolving the current challenges in the energy sector, the country's growth prospects are at risk. Mr. Lungu told Hot FM that without a sufficient and sufficient energy supply, it will be extremely difficult for Zambia to sustain economic activities and meet its development targets.
So currently, we know very well that the greatest challenge that the country faces is energy. So there is no, apart from us having projected for us reaching 6.4, there is also need to indicate clearly what measures are going to put in place regarding the energy sector. How are we going to, because without the energy sector being vibrant or working effectively, it will be very difficult for us to start a projection. So So the energy sector is very serious in this regard. So we need to work around that.
You are Pillar Province Council of Chief Chairperson Kiki Senta has appealed to government to resume the construction of the Frederick Cyprus Jacob University in the province. Speaking to Hot FM News, Kiki Senta explained that the project, which was initiated under the previous administration, remains a key priority for the people of Wapula. He notes that it is unfortunate that funds that meant for the university were reportedly misused by the previous administration, depriving the region of an important institution that would have significantly contributed to education and development. Kiki Senta has, however, expressed satisfaction with the newly born government for the ongoing road infrastructure project in Wapula province.
This is a trend to the university. We want the university in Wapula province. If they have given a good project, also we want to see the university because the need of infrastructure. They also talk about the university. So the one which is in the Chief Mavumba, in the Chief Mavumba area there, the one which was fully done by the previous government. Now the money, we don't know where the money has gone, but we are asking the government, we are asking to the new government, the new zone government, to come up and go and start the construction of the university.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Success More Than Banking.
My main expert, Dr. Kip Sanka Milonga, says that Zambia's mining industry is entering a new phase of opportunity following the government's development of a comprehensive framework to stimulate sector growth. Dr. Milonga explains that the new approach marks a shift from traditional extraction-focused mining to a model that emphasizes long-term national benefits. He emphasized that the future of mining in Zambia should be centered on value addition and beneficiation rather than merely exporting raw minerals. According to Dr. Menga, this strategy is essential for transforming the economy, creating thousands of jobs, and positioning Zambia as a regional hub for mineral processing and manufacturing.
From a mining industry perspective, we have a situation where the government has now developed a framework where we can settle and grow. And for me, mining now in Zambia, when we talk about mining, we should be talking about, continue to talk about the value addition and beneficiation. Because that's the way we are going to transform, that's the way we are going to create more jobs, that's the way we are going to have the transfer of technology, and through that, we create more employment for young people.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work. With Liquid Fiber, you can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit the nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
United States President Donald Trump has ordered the military to prepare for action in Nigeria to tackle Islamist militancy, accusing the government of failing to protect Christians. Trump did not say which killings he was referring to, but claims of a genocide against Nigeria's Christians have been circulating in recent weeks and months in some right-wing U.S. circles. Groups monitoring violence say there is no evidence to suggest that Christians are being killed more than Muslims in Nigeria, which is roughly evenly divided between followers of the two religions. The BBC has more on other global stories. British police say there's nothing to suggest a mass stabbing and training coincident with the terrorist incident. The Iranian president has told the country's Atomic Energy Organization its nuclear facilities will be built back stronger than ever following the Israeli and American air campaigns in June. Masoud Pezeshkian insisted Iranian nuclear scientists had to know him, despite the killing of some leading researchers. Iranian officials claimed the strikes had caused minimal damage. But that's the future.